Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast for December 12th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. In a move to make the public healthier, the American Medical Association is supporting the ban on trans fats in restaurants and bakeries. According to the delegates of the AMA, trans fats are one of the most dangerous fats, and eliminating them could save from 30,000 to 100,000 premature deaths per year. One of the doctors at the meeting even suggested the ban should be extended to packaged foods and vending machines. However, some of the delegates opposed the ban, saying it goes too far in telling people what not to do. People have been fighting a ban on trans fats for over a decade, and we're happy to see the AMA is finally getting the message. And as long as we're talking about the AMA, this next story reveals an ethical conflict of interest between doctors and where they refer their patients. The AMA Council on Ethical and Judicial Affairs states that doctors should base referrals on objective, medically relevant criteria and enter financial arrangements primarily to improve patients' access to high-quality care. It appears doctors that have been investing in medical facilities have a tendency to refer patients there even if they do not actually provide care themselves at those facilities. The Ethics Committee feels that at least if doctors will tell the patient they are being referred to a particular facility because the doctor has a financial interest, it will build better doctor-patient relationships. Let me get this straight. According to the Ethics Committee, if my doctor refers me to a facility in which they have a financial interest and tells me about it, I should feel better about the doctor and the referral? I think the AMA's ethics need to be reviewed, especially since it has not been updated for 30 years. And when I come back, we'll take a look at a new patch for you travelers and how that antibacterial soap you may be using just may be dirtying up the picture.
Give the gift of health. December is the month where everyone's thoughts turn to the holiday season, a season of giving. This year, why not give someone you love the gift of health, a gift that will pay dividends for the rest of their lives. During December, we are conducting a clothing drive to help those less fortunate. Call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515 and ask about how chiropractic can help you while together you can help others. Now back to the news.
You've heard the curse of many travelers to Mexico and Guatemala, traveler's diarrhea. Well, now researchers have developed a patch that cuts the risk by 75%, and those that do get sick have a shorter, milder course of the illness. According to the developers of the patch releases a low level of the E. coli toxin that causes the problem in the first place. This stimulates the immune system of the patient to develop antibodies to the bacteria before they're exposed. Sounds like the whole theory behind homeopathy. And talking about bacteria, according to a new study in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases, that antibacterial soap you've been washing your hands with is no more effective at reducing levels of bacteria or preventing illness than washing with ordinary soap. Most antibacterial soaps contain the chemical triclosan, and it appears that the chemical is causing antibiotic crosslinks among different species of bacteria. What does this mean? It means that using antibacterial soaps at best is no better at killing bacteria than regular soap, and at worst will cause you to develop bacteria that are antibiotic resistant. Great! First they scare us into using these products, and now we need to be scared that we did? And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. One of every 2,000 newborn infants has a tooth when they are born. Nursing mothers may cringe at this fact. Sometimes a tooth is a regular baby tooth that has already erupted, and sometimes it is an extra tooth that will fall out before the other set of choppers comes in. I've seen babies born with hair, but teeth? And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.